Blog Talk Radio.
Too lazy to sign in today. Only Sean decided to actually use his password.
Oh, VH1 Access just came. What's up, VH1? Everybody else is just, yeah. Anyways, I hope everybody is doing good tonight. I was sleeping this week. I've been really, really tired between working out and everything else. I have just been exhausted, and I couldn't get up any videos, so I've been up, like, the past few hours today recording. So I recorded about, I think, like 8 or 9 videos. So they'll be up between tonight and tomorrow, but this week was not a good week for me. It was just really busy, and I was exhausted. So I've been kind of in and out. So anyways, how has your week been, Ronan?
It has been interesting. Get a bunch of medical appointments that might have an abscess tooth. And basically getting ready for knee surgery. But it's been cool.
Dang, an abscess tooth? That hurts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My old manager had one of them, and he was, like, miserable for, like, like 2 weeks. He just kept yelling at everybody. We were like, we just need to just relax your mouth, sir. Just fall back. Go see a dentist. Get it pulled out.
I got no problem with that. No problem. No problem.
That mess does hurt. Yeah, I believe it. No, it hasn't been too much going on over here besides recording. And then my son's birthday party's tomorrow, so I got a bunch of teenagers coming over here. They will be spending the night this weekend, so my house is going to be busy. That's why I'm trying to get everything recorded and up tonight before they get here tomorrow afternoon, dealing with all that. Yeah, they're trying to get it in tomorrow. I'm like, it went from like 4 kids to like 12 kids, so we'll see how that ends up, what ends up happening with that one. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and start the discussion. So there's been a lot of crazy things going on. So if you guys are not aware, the other day there was a whole white girl cipher. And it had hit the Internet, and a lot of folks, it created a lot of discussions on the Internet. And I did a video about it. I just had to get everything uploaded. And so shortly after, what a lot of folks don't realize is that shortly after the white girl cipher had hit, there was this white feminist girl, and I forget her name. I have to look it up. But she had sent out a tweet basically, you know, speaking about white femininity and white girl privilege. And so people started running with it, and they started this whole hashtag. It was all over Yahoo News and everything called white woman privilege. And the tweets were wild. You had a lot of black folks who had stuff to say about it. You also had a lot of white girls who had stuff to say about it. I'm just going to read you guys some of the tweets. But like I said, the video will be up tomorrow so y'all can see the tweets for yourselves. Somebody was saying horrification of black women on BET, but when it's done to a white woman, it's white woman's privilege. There were some white girls who were saying things like, you know, white woman's privilege is being able to wear our own hair, not having to wear the hair of other races. Another white girl said that she don't have to put grease in her hair. That's white woman privilege. So the topic was crazy. Folks, it got really heated really fast. You know, some folks were saying white woman's privilege is sleeping with a black man and then being able to yell rape and no one questions you. So, yeah, it got that crazy in that topic, in that trending topic. And this went on for about 2 days. I kind of followed the topic, and that's why I wanted to do a video about it. And we're going to do a show about it. And I had brought it up. What's up, Devin? See you in the chat room. And so I had brought it up on Facebook when the twerk cipher first happened. You know, I wasn't really shocked at the comments, but I just kind of found it just so hypocritical that you have a cipher full of white girls dancing, shaking their ass in booty shorts. And I think the worst comment I read was, they have no ass. Where's their ass? You know, all this flat ass. It's like folks were more concerned about the size of their butt than the fact that they were actually doing a twerk cipher. And I'm like, I just find that funny that a lot of folks, you know, thought it was cool or innovative or, oh, they can dance. And they could dance. But then I'm like, if this was some black girls doing the same thing, they'd have been drugged all up and down Twitter. It would have definitely, I mean, this video went viral, but it would have went even more viral. The racists would have had all types of stuff to say, including, you know, a lot of, you know, angry black men would have had something to say. So I guess the thing that always bothers me is just that selective outrage, the hypocrisy of the Internet, how whenever, you know, certain races of people do certain things, it's seen as horrible and demeaning, but then when other people do it, it's almost innovative and it's cool and it's fresh and it's something hip. And I don't understand this whole twerking phenomenon. This is nothing new. This is stuff that people have been doing since I was in damn junior high. But back then, we didn't call it twerking. We called it popping. But now it's twerking. I mean, you had the twerk team. They were one of the first ones who were twerking on YouTube. But then it's like once Miley Cyrus put her stamp on it, now the shit is just gone viral. So what are your thoughts about the whole white girl privilege and the whole twerking cipher?
The white girl privilege thing, I've even had guys tell me the privilege of being with one, but when you look at it, I didn't see any privilege or benefit of it. I mean, you know, crazy that knows no color, no gender. I've been told that, you know, they've been orally skilled or they, you know, they basically give you everything you want. But I just didn't see the whole thing. As far as a lot of this white girl privilege, there are privileges as far as, like, how the system is set up to where they can do some of the most outrageous stuff and not even be scrutinized to the degree that, you know, especially black people do. I mean, you got chicks out there fucking dogs and doing all kind of crazy stuff, but then, like, you get a black woman just doing whatever they do. It's on the front page, and they never let her down. Look at Janet Jackson. She had her titty pop out thanks to Justin Timberlake, and they still remember her for that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it is definitely a lot of, you know, that selective outrage, and I think that's what has some people frustrated. You know, and to me, my thing is to each his own. I just feel like, I guess I just always been the type, even when you watch my videos, I'm, you know, one of my favorite sayings is what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If we're going to be outraged about a particular section of people behaving a certain way, then why isn't that same outrage used when it's another, you know, race of people? You know, that's the thing that I don't understand is just that selective outrage where folks want to go in whenever it's black folks doing something or black women, but then when other races do it, it seems to be okay. And if we're going to condemn bad behavior, and I'm not saying twerking is bad behavior, because to me at the end of the day, it's just a dance, you know, but it just seems like people have turned into this whole ratchet thing, like it's considered ratchet behavior or it's considered, you know, unladylike behavior all of a sudden when this is not a new dance, but it's almost like because Molly put her stamp on it, now everyone's trying to do it. You know, now it's becoming so popular, the word and everything else. And, you know, so it's like if people are upset by that and they don't like twerking and it's seen as ratchet behavior, well, then let's not give people props for doing the same thing that you're condemning other people for. Just like the white girl, the Russian girl who was dancing and she made national news, and she was twerking and dancing. She could dance as well. You know, she was getting her dance on, and that made national news. I mean, it was all over CNN and H&L News and everything else, and folks were giving her props. And, you know, she was doing the same thing, twerking in itty-bitty shorts. But I'm like, I wonder if they would give the same praise if this was a black chick doing the same thing. You know, it's like sometimes, like I said, when we do certain things, it's seen as bad, ratchet, ghetto. But then when other people see it, it's something new and fresh, which makes no sense to me. And Nicki Minaj said the same thing, too, ironically enough, when she was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, when Ellen had asked her about twerking and stuff. And she was like, you know, we've been doing that. You know, it's just like because Miley is doing it now. Now it's seen as something, you know, new or innovative. She's like, we've been doing that. We've been twerking and this and that. So I always find those two sides just funny. But one thing I will say I did take away from the trending topic, I think a lot of people assume a lot of things, too, about the races. You know, sometimes as black people, we assume that white folks just have it so good. And you have a lot of people, no, they don't have it good like that. They're going through their struggles. They're working every day. They're not getting hands out. So I think what I took away from that, too, was to just not automatically assume anything. And that should go for both black and white people. We should never assume that somebody is so horrible or so good just based on their skin color and their gender.
Yeah, I agree with that. It, for some reason, like, when they you got to look at perception, and that's a very powerful tool, especially when you get people who glorify the same act that, you know, that we do, but we're looking at it in a bad light. There's so many stereotypes that are supported by misinformation, and that can be dangerous. It's proven to be dangerous. And now you got chicks who are doing some little dance that isn't brand new. That's been going on since I was, like, in high school and seeing, like, you know, they're just doing that little crazy dance and didn't think nothing of it. Now it's like they put certain people on there, so now it's the it's the latest craze, you know, and everyone's talking about it, but really it's nothing special. So we have to be accountable for not just what we do, but how we carry ourselves out there in public, because there's some people looking for any old reason to, you know, label us as a boogeyman and all that. That's something
right.
I don't like.
Right, and you know, and that goes back to saying too, the selective outrage, and how I think just even as people of color, especially Black people, you know, we have to come together. You know, we have to stop with the whole the divisiveness, like the whole light skin, dark skin, you know, good hair, bad hair. We have to stop with that. You know, we have to stop having our men on the national front and, you know, disrespecting Black women and Black women disrespecting Black men. Because, again, when you do that and we show the world that we're not united, that's when people have no problems throwing Black women under the bus or, you know, coining all Black men as thugs, because we're not united as a group. You know, because at the end of the day, regardless of what those white girls were doing in that video, dancing and twerking, you will never see a white guy get on YouTube and go in on them and call them hood rats and you know, trailer park trash. You'll never see that. Whereas if it's our women doing the same thing, there'll be 100 videos the next day. Black women ain't shit. Black women are nasty. All they do is dance. They ain't got no mamas. I mean, no fathers. They're from single-parent households. So, you know, that's where it gets dangerous. Because now you're feeding that propaganda machine. Now you're allowing people to run with these images. And it's like, if we're sitting here saying that Black folks ain't shit and Black women ain't shit and Black men ain't shit, then why would we think the rest of the world would hold us up to any type of, you know, high esteem? Why would anybody not think twice about disrespecting our women when our own men are disrespecting us? You know, and that's the thing that's always bothered me, is just the fact that, you know, when other races do something, these same Black men or women who are pushed to go in on our own don't say anything when it's other races. And, you know, and that's my thing. Like I said, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If I'm going to go in on somebody for getting themselves in a stupid situation, to me, race knows no bounds when it comes to ignorance. Hey, Bonafide Lovin'. She just popped in the chat room. It's so good seeing everybody come back. So, you know, that's my whole thing, is, like, I just want there to be more respect between the genders, between just, you know, because you have to clean up home first. You know, I can't worry too much about what the white community do or what, you know, white women's privilege, because they're good. They're good. Their men support them regardless. But we need to start with our own. Because even I posted a video the other day on my Facebook page, and it was basically these trailer trash chicks. You know, there was three of them, overweight white girls. And they were all schooling this one Black man, this hood booger. So they're having sex with him. They all have kids with him. And they're mad because he's not handling his business. He's not paying child support. He's not taking care of his children. And everybody was going in on him, you know, oh, Black men ain't shit, and typical Black man. And I'm like, hold up now. Everybody's going in on this Black man. Yes, he's a deadbeat and he's a loser. But why is nobody knocking these white women? Why y'all schooling the same man? Why y'all having, okay, he had a baby by this chick. You knew he wasn't taking care of them, but then you turn around and get pregnant by him. Why are they not holding them accountable? Because if that was the sisters up there arguing and screaming and, you know, going in on him for not taking care of his kids, the first thing folks would say is, that's on her. She knew he was a thug. She knew he wasn't about anything. That's what she gets. But then when it was the white girls in the same situations that I've seen Black girls in, all of a sudden it was just blame the Black guy. And then even when I posted it on Facebook, I had to block this one bitch because she wanted to come on me and tell me, oh, why are you race baiting and why are you going in on the white women? Who's going in on them? I'm just saying, if it was Black girls up there and they were talking about their baby daddy wasn't nothing, he wasn't taking care of the kids, the first thing everybody's going to do is blame them and say they should have been more selective. That's what they get for getting with a thug, getting with a loser. But when it was the white girls up there with this, you know, straight-up loser dude who wasn't taking care of none of his children, everybody sympathized with their plight. And I don't play games like that. That's one thing I don't do. If you're going to be on some ratchet shit, then you get whatever you get, Black or white. You knew he wasn't about nothing. You chose to be the third baby mama. Oh, well, I don't feel bad for you, because you knew he wasn't taking care of his first four kids. And that goes for Black or white. You know, I don't play those, you know, those selective outrage sympathy cards. Because if there was some Black chicks up there, I would have said the same thing. So I just found it funny that the audience was more, you know, going off on him as opposed to asking them and holding them accountable for why the hell they even got with him when he wasn't taking care of the first two kids. Did you get a chance to check out some of that video?
Yeah, it's just, aside from that video, there's a lot of things that goes through my head. It's like when you especially, you're talking about selective outrage. No one said anything when Brad Pitt cheated on his wife, Jennifer Aniston, at the time, and then went up with Angelina Jolie. They just basically went under the rug. No one said anything about
right.
Paul Walker, you know, basically being a pedophile, you know, besides him being
yeah.
dead, you know, with the chick.
Dang,
it's
two
like,
16-year-olds.
You know, been banging her since I don't know how long, and now she's in her 20s, I think. But still, you know, when he hooked up, he was in his 40s, well, near his 40s, and she was 16. So, you know, again, no one said anything about, you know, Jerry Lee Lewis basically marrying his cousin, or, you know, or Woody Allen. I mean, again, if
yeah.
you're going to call it out,
right.
call it all out. So, I mean, like, stop being selective about, you know, what certain people do. I mean, again, like, it irked the shit out of me. Like, even though I'm not protecting R. Kelly for what he did, whatever happened to the whole thing about Roman Polanski, where they basically kept him out of the country to protect him from, you know, facing legal
charges.
Illegal charges for, you know, the shit he was doing. So, like I said, like, all that selective outrage, it makes you look foolish, hypocritical, and it's pointless. That's how I feel about it.
Right. We got a caller on the line. They've been holding for a minute. I'm going to go ahead and let them in. Area code 409. 409, you're on the line with Tabletop with T. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi. Oh, my God. I can't believe I got through. I'm sorry. I'm a fool. I'm sorry. But before I even begin, lovely T, I love you. I talked to you on Twitter sometimes. I'm the one that gave you my little selfie.
Yeah. But anyway, I was like, how come you're not on the deal like everybody else?
Yep, it's me from Trifling Ass, Texas.
Okay, ma'am, how you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm up here just chilling in my dorm room. Shout out to you, of
okay.
Go to.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, okay. And I appreciate that.
Oh,
so what do you think about
religion.
The topic so far?
Oh, my God. Well, one thing, what y'all talking about, I didn't see this because I'm up here doing homework and studying and going to frat events. But, wow, this is what I have to say on it. First of all, I agree with y'all 100% about the selective outrage because it's, I mean, whenever, okay, for example, when... What's his name that plays golf? Tiger Woods. When he cheated on his wife, it was a big ordeal. He had to give a whole full speech. But when it was the whole Trayvon Martin incident, they were saying, oh, Trayvon, he's violent. He's a meanie. He's this, he's that. Just like they did with Rachel Dentel. And everybody on Twitter was going in on her and dragging her through the mud. When you don't even, first of all, you don't even know this girl's story. I mean, this is a 19-year-old who doesn't know her rights and everything. Like, let up. But I 100% agree with you, especially with the whole light skin versus dark skin, which is kind of crazy to me because I'm Creole and my mother's light skin. So when I hear stuff like this, I'm like, what is this? Still nigga versus house nigga or something? Like, it shouldn't be like that.
Right.
So. I do agree.
No,
with
I definitely
thing.
Agree. There is, you know, there is that double standard, and I think because we're so divisive in the black community, you know, we let any little thing, the pettiest differences divide us. And because we're not unified, other people are able to come in and, you know, plant those seeds and run with it. And I think that's why sometimes people are like, oh, these racist trolls are, like, literally run amok. Because, I mean, I get them all the time on my videos. But when I look at some of the comments that they make and some of the things that they say, it's no different than what I hear from, you know, what I hear other black people saying to other black people. You know, so it's almost like when we don't care and protect our own, how can we expect other people not to use those same words and things against us? When we sit there and call each other nappy-headed hoes and talk about our hair texture and everything else, how can we even be shocked when those same words come out of Don Imus' mouth? You know what I'm saying? So it's just really crazy how far things have gotten, how far left. So you said when you were on Twitter, did you end up seeing that trending topic at all, the white girl privilege?
No, I did not. I'm actually on Twitter right now trying to search it right now.
Yeah, if you put it in, it'll come up. People are probably still going in on it. It started shortly after that video went viral is when the whole hashtag started. And I took all the little screenshots that y'all were seeing in the video. But, you know, a lot of people had a lot of things to say. And, yes, there's certain privileges that are afforded to certain races. You know, I don't know how anybody can even deny that. You know, there just is, you know. But then I also think, too, that at the end of the day, we can't use that as an excuse not to handle our shit as a people either.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will say this. I can speak for whatever's going on in the world. I can speak for what goes on here in Texas and Louisiana, especially Justin and Harris County. Hello.
Yes.
Don't get me started on Justin County. In fact, as a matter of fact, I don't know if y'all heard, but another murder happened in Jasper, Texas. And I sent the article to you through your Facebook page, T, but there was another man that was murdered. He was found, with no clothes on. I think he had his underwear on, but he was found dead by a creek. His family had to do two autopsies. The first one, they were like, oh, there's nothing wrong. The second one, homicide.
Wow.
And it's pretty sad. He was a very successful guy. He was married. He had children. It's very sad, and it opens up a major wound that what happened back in 1998, and that was an uproar. But and even in my hometown in Beaumont, mind you, we had only one African-American superintendent. That's how far behind my city is from, and that's why Houston Clowns form out the way it does. Y'all going to have to do research on that. I'm going to send you the link and everything. But it's crazy. Everything that y'all saying is 100% because I see it all the time, and it's a shame. And the one thing that gets me is I can't speak for nobody else's college, but when I was at Lamar just for one semester, the black kids stuck together. We hung out. We studied together. We cried. We laughed together. And that's the reason why, right now. I mean, just the unity at my school and how we were all conscious and how we knew each other and how we were educating ourselves about our culture. I just wish it was like that around the United States especially.
Now, what school was this?
I'm Lamar University.
It's
really a predominantly white school.
Right, so it's a smaller group of minority people.
Yeah, but after a while, it grew. I know the SGA president and the vice president personally. Lord have mercy. I was also involved in FLOD. I was actually really cool with a lot of Greek members as well. But we were all very close, and we even had a Trayvon pep rally at the school. It wasn't a big population like we thought, but all the well-known and popular kids and myself was there. We were saying how we wish it was more people there, but the ones that really needed to be there, they were either working or studying or both. So, but this is crazy.
Well, that's good. That's good, and that's what we need. You know, we need definitely more unity and more people coming together and not being so, you know, so divisive, you know. It's like coming together and showing other people that we can work together. And if it has to start on a college campus, that's cool, because whatever you guys learn on college, you guys can take it on to the real world, which is what's nice about that, having that small environment, you know, because a lot of folks, they don't have that. And then you have somebody with that whole crab in the barrel mentality. So it's good when you can show other people that we can work together, we can come together for a common goal and be on something positive. And that's some of the stuff that I wish would be shown more, you know, because, you know, unfortunately you don't see things like that. You don't see the college students who are putting together pep rallies for Trayvon Martin and other situations, but you will see the college girls, you know, going girls gone wild and twerking and acting crazy and getting drunk, you know. So it's unfortunate the media doesn't focus on that. But it's almost like that's the world that we live in, you know. And moving from that whole topic of the white girl privilege and things like that, we were also talking about earlier in the week the whole situation with Dancia. And Dancia is a Nigerian Cameroonian artist. And I don't know if you guys saw the picture I posted on my Facebook page, where she is basically promoting this bleaching cream, and she also bleached her skin. And you can see her before and after pictures where she was dark-skinned and now she almost looks ghostly white. And the sad thing is, in that article, what a lot of people don't realize is that that bleaching cream that she's promoting, it sold out the same day. So folks can get mad at her promoting it, but it says a lot when the shit sells out in the same day. So you got to ask yourself, who's buying this?
It pissed me off.
Yeah, Devin says she looks like a creepy Barbie doll. VH1 Access says she looks very pale, you know.
No, she looks like an albino. She looks like a washed-up albino. That's what it looked like. I shouldn't be saying this because I have an anti-bullying blog, but still, that looks a hot mess.
I mean, it was night and day, definitely.
Now, don't get me wrong.
VH1 Access is acting.
Oh, no, go ahead, go ahead.
VH1 Access is asking in the chat room if bleaching cream is in the United States, and yes, it is. Bleaching cream is all over. You can find a lot of people think that bleaching cream is just synonymous to, you know, Asia or India. It's big in Africa, especially West Africa. I've done videos about it before. And it's very big. I grew up around bleachers my whole life. I moved down to North Carolina for 10 years, and literally when I came back, I would see some of my relatives at picnics and stuff. I don't even recognize them. I got about 6 light-skinned aunts that I didn't have growing up.
Wow.
When I was growing up, they were dark-skinned, my complexion. And now they're like, you know, Beyonce and Rihanna's color. So it's definitely real. And people used to think that I was just bullshitting when I would say that I know whose skin you can. And then when Sammy Sosa came out with his skin totally bleached, totally different, people are like, oh, dang, she really was telling the truth. Like, yes, this is a big thing. That's one of the biggest imports into Africa is the skin bleaching. So, yeah, it is prevalent here in the States. They sell it as a cream to fade dark spots, but people don't use it to fade dark spots. They use it all over their skin to lighten up their skin. And Thomas is saying that the bleaching cream industry is a $1 billion industry, and you're definitely right. And in the United States, one thing I will say in the United States, they're more subtle with it here, so they'll disguise it as, oh, you know, just a dark spot remover. But if you go to countries like in India or in China, they're blatantly racist. In India, they blatantly have these commercials. You guys can look them up on YouTube where they're literally showing the dark-skinned Indian girl, and she's depressed, and she's not as cute. And then they hand her a bleaching cream, and then she bleaches her skin, and they follow up with her like a month later, and now she's with this light-skinned guy, and she's traveling the world, and she's living the life. So they're subconsciously telling the Indians there that in order to have a good life, you have to be lighter skinned. You have to be light. So they promote it. They push it big in India.
You're right, because,
yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, I'm at U of H now, and it's a reason why I'm at U of H, and we're going to have to talk privately about that. But real talk, this girl from India told me how they have a bunch of lotions that have bleach in them. And, like, the mothers will tell the daughters, you have to be, like, in order to finally get tested. I wish my mama would tell me some shit like that. Let me tell you something. I'm Creole. My mama never did that to me. And neither did my grandmothers or my father. I mean, shoot, look at my daddy. And look at my granddaddy. I mean, we all look like we're some Haitians. And I don't understand why. Why would you want to look like them? First of all, we didn't build pyramids. We didn't build cultures. We didn't have – they're the one that didn't lighten up Jesus, and he a black man. I mean, come on now. Why would you want to lighten up your skin? I'm just saying.
They don't want you to see – They don't want you to understand the power of melanin. Like you said, we created mathematics. We understood astrology. We knew how to do a whole bunch of things. It's like once you tap into yourself, and it starts with self acceptance. And once you accept yourself, you start trying to find out and figure out more about yourself, and then you start looking past the misinformation of what they told you in history. Because a lot of people figured. Our history started somewhere in the 1700s, maybe 1600s. It's a lot further than that.
Further than that. It all started with Adam and Eve, and they were two black people.
Yeah, we've been all across the world numerous times. And it, again, if you trace back in the roots, even from Japan, mm-hmm. we're not even talking about the slave routes. We're talking about you go further back in all these different countries. It's always been, it started from Africa. But again, they don't want you to know that stuff. They don't want you to see yourself better, much more than rappers or people in the sports entertainment or whatever
mm-hmm.
Position they want you to maintain. Anytime you see something that is positive, like they had a school in Chicago where it had like 100% graduation rate. Notice none of the news.
Wow.
None of them.
Nope.
But then when you
they're not, but they're gonna talk about the killings.
Yeah, but they talk about killing, or they actually had, like, when you look at these magazines, they tell you already, they programmed you to hate yourself. They tell you, like, look, you're not this way, you're not built this size, you know, you're not this color or whatever, so you don't fit in. And then it has reinforced in all these different areas, so people conform to using this bleaching and all this foolishness, and you're basically putting a lot of poisons in yourself to appease people who give you this poisonous mindset. So it's like a suicidal it's a suicidal process that we see. Everybody kill themselves, literally, putting butt injections, lip injections, all the stuff you have naturally, all the stuff that you were.
Yep.
Some women weren't built to have big asses. Some women weren't built to have certain things. But, again, you're seeing people putting Fix-A-Flat and cement and all kind of stuff in their body just to appeal to a superficial standard by people who don't give a fuck about you.
Let me cut in real quick, babe. We had 27 people in the chat room. We got a bunch of calls calling in. It's popping. VH1 Access is saying white folks are trying to look darker using tanning salons, yet black folks want to bleach their skin. He doesn't get this. Thomas is saying that there's an advantage when it comes to being lighter skin. Sean is saying that some black folks don't want to be bothered with Africa. That's why they don't want to be reminded of their skin and their culture. So it's a lot of people spending a lot of knowledge. Let me go ahead and let some more people onto the line. We have somebody calling in, Big Money Sky 99. We're going to go ahead. I think he's calling from Skype. Hello?
Okay,
are you there?
Y'all.
Nigga,
hi.
Nigga. I'm 100.
What is this? Who is this? Hello?
I think I'm still on the phone.
Cotton, please.
Hello?
Okay, are you Big Money Sky?
No.
No, it's still me. It's me, Bubbles Cupcake. It's still me. I can't get on the chat room, but I'm still on the line.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. I might have put him on mute. Okay, let me try it again. Okay, Big Money Sky, you there? You're live now. Hello?
Yep, I think I'm still on the line.
Oh, no, you can stay on the line. You're fine. I think
okay.
He doesn't want to talk. I'm going to block that up. Okay, so I'm going to let another area code. 607? 607 area code, you're now live.
Yeah, how are you this evening?
Oh, well, I'm good.
Hey.
Yeah, y'all sound like you're having fun. Mm-hmm. Always.
Did you want to add something to the conversation?
Oh. Yeah, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with white booty. I don't think there's anything wrong with white girls. I don't think white girls get privileged over, you know, when you balls deep in some snatching pussy, you don't care what color it is, as long as it's
thirsty. Get your ass offline. Thirsty ass. I'm going to let you just go ahead and listen in. He ain't even talking about nothing. That don't have nothing to do with the conversation.
I'm very speechless right now. You should see the look on my face.
Everybody in the chat room cracking up.
Oh,
see
what,
the thirsty dudes
what?
Out here with love to play white girls.
What?
You just
wait.
Told everybody point.
Wait, hold on. Pause. I'm going to go give me something to drink. Hold on.
That was interesting.
People be on one. No. Look, everybody in the chat room is cracking up, talking about who the hell was that crazy guy. Now, Devin is talking about the whole Nile situation.
Yeah.
They're talking about the body to take from Love and Hip Hop. So
yeah.
What is funny with the whole Nile situation? This is what I want to ask y'all.
First of all, what is that?
Nile's a girl from Love and Hip Hop New York. And I like Nile. She's a stripper on Love and Hip Hop New York. She's about 22, but she looks a lot older. Crystal Chanel is in the chat room talking about, oh, Lord, I can't.
Wow.
I told you I posted wilding out.
My age. Oh,
yeah,
she's young. But, see, I knew who she was. My thing is, who are all these people that's coming on national television and we don't know who they are? Bring somebody that we know.
Yes,
who
she's 22.
Positive.
But that's the point, though. Nobody cares about anybody who did anything positive. That's not what society cares about anymore. You know, it's all about, and that's what I want to ask y'all. And that's what I'm going to ask y'all in the chat. Yes, Nile's only 22 years old. She's been looking on that poll for about, she was 18. She's lived a rough life, but she's only 22. She looks a lot older.
Wow, she's my age.
Now, three weeks ago, Nile was basically on Vlad TV warning girls and saying that, you know, she had gotten butt injections. And she was saying she didn't know where the injection went to. It was in her ass one moment, then it started to diminish and all this other stuff. And she was saying that, you know, warning girls that they shouldn't be getting illegal butt injections. So I'm like, okay, cool, I respect Nile for that. Then yesterday a video comes on Worldside Hip Hop, and it's her at the doctor's office in New York. And I've heard of this doctor before, Dr. Shahi or whatever. He does a lot of the girls' fat transfers. And the fat transfers, when you get fat removed from your stomach, your love handles, and then they purify it and they inject it into your butt. So she was literally on Worldside Hip Hop. I'm talking about butt naked. You could see her coochie. But she wanted to cover up her nipples for some strange reason. So we can't look at your nipples, but we can see your coochie. Girl, get your life. So she's on Worldside Hip Hop naked, and they're literally injecting her butt with all this fat. And what was so funny is that the guys were going in on her like, yo, the thirst is real. Why are chicks doing this? You know, this chick is sitting here with a fake ass, but then she's going to say that she wants a real man. So people started going in on her. And a lot of people in the chat room are going in on her, too. Bonafide Lovin' is saying that big asses sell. Bonafide Lovin' is saying that not all black women have naturally big asses, which is very true. A lot of folks are saying that she looks a lot older than 22. This is my thing, right? This is, again, talking about the hypocrisy of the Internet, just like I did with the other topic, you know, how we praise one and then knock another. This is what I don't get about the Internet, okay? Now, when the white girls is twerking, every comment I saw that was negative is they don't have an ass. They have no butt. When a black girl is, you know, let's say Kelly Rowland. Kelly Rowland has a beautiful shape. Rihanna have a beautiful shape. One of the negative comments I always hear about people say about them is they don't have enough ass. They don't have a big ass. So when guys are constantly saying that these girls don't have an ass, or they don't look nice the way they look naturally, and then bigging up, you know, video vixens like Chyna Black, bigging up Kim Kardashian, Amber Rose, you know, Kay Michelle, who clearly has ass injections, guys sit and thirst after them. So how do you think that makes regular girls who don't have that ass feel? And I think that's why a lot of these girls are running to go get ass injections, because, again, society's double standards. Y'all want to go in on the girl who doesn't have an ass, but then when she gets an ass injection, you know, she go get, you know, injected with silicone, now y'all want to make fun of her. So which one is it? Are we going to support girls who are natural, regardless if they have an ass or not, or are we only going to support the video vixens? Now that's my question to y'all. Go on ahead.
Well, T, here's what we're looking at. We're looking at a hyper-superficial society where their thoughts, their feelings, and what they want is governed by television or a different source of media. So you have no one knowing or accepting themselves, much less anyone else who's genuine. It's not about who that individual is, you know, on a personal level. It's about the outer appearance. That's why you have a lot of people chasing after these silicone Barbies, but then like they start complaining about this person is a bitch or whatever. They always fall for the representative, never looking past all that glamour shit. Or same thing with the dudes. You got chicks who are looking for these guys who are like ripped to shreds, but then like these are the same ones who sit there and stick around because they're accustomed to a certain lifestyle. Or it's like they don't want no other woman to have this guy, even though he's power bombing her through her table or beating the brace off her or actually abusing her emotionally. Again, like, it's like I said, it always starts off with self-esteem first. When you know your worth, then you know what you're willing to deal with. You start looking past that pretty packaging and looking for what's real. And when people start learning to do that, whatever these magazines, these videos, or any of this bullshit has to say will not matter, because you will test people properly and find out what's going on for you. I mean, what's good for you and what isn't. Till then, this is what you're going to get.
Right, and they're making a lot of good points in the chat room. Bonafide Levin is saying that it's a lot of guys that are trying to talk shit about Nia Lee. If they had a chance to, they would still have sex with her. And then we're talking about the fat transfer. Some people are saying that, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. In my personal opinion, I still feel like it's fake. You're still selling something that's not real. Just because you move fat from your stomach to your ass, you still weren't born that way. People can do what they want to do. I think getting a fat transfer is a lot smarter than getting injected with, you know, fix the fat. But to me, it's still no different. You know what I'm saying? It's still somebody who felt a certain way about themselves. That's like somebody transferring fat into their boobs. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Oh, somebody's in the chat room being hella thirsty. We're going to go ahead and kick them out. He's been kicked out.
Yeah, but you always going to get, especially when we talk about relevant topics, you're going to have these little turds who want to sit there and attention whore and say all these things to keep, you know, us divisive. That says a whole, see, that's something you should pay attention to. If you got relevant topics, not just on this show, but different areas or different mediums, and you get trolls who come out here and say some irrelevant nonsense, you have to ask yourself, why is it that if we're supposed to be these, you know, lower the totem pole people, why is everyone got their nose knee-deep in their ass, in our ass, trying to figure out what we're talking about, what we're doing? You have to ask yourself that. Or when you're around two or more people of color, why does the police tend to have more rotations around the neighborhood? Or people start looking at you in a certain way, trying to figure out or feeling some kind of way, and when you're not doing anything wrong? You have to ask yourself some real serious questions. Real serious questions.
Exactly. You know, you have a lot of folks out here who just, you know, they just get people trolling. You have a bunch of people up here trolling and trying to be funny, but it is what it is. All the trolls just get kicked out, so have fun. But, yeah, I mean, it is. It is. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. And like I said, that's just, again, that hypocritical society where we want to make women feel like crap once they've made a decision, just like the girl who bleached her skin. I mean, let's be honest, you know, if white beauty and the white standard of beauty wasn't held to such a high esteem, why would folks even feel the need to bleach their skin? So it's like we sit here and we praise women who look a certain way, and then when girls say, well, you know what, in order for me to get attention, I have to look that way. I have to be lighter. I have to, you know, have green contacts, blonde weave, and get an ass injection. And then when they go and do that, then we want to go ahead and roast them. You know, and it's easy to say, well, you should just, you know, you should care and you should just have a high esteem. That's very easy to say, but you have a lot of people who just don't. They just don't. And when you're bombarded with these crazy images 24/7, it can take a toll on a lot of people. You know, you got some people like me, I don't care. I just don't have the time to care anymore about what people think. And I think that just comes with age. But when you're younger, a lot of times when you're young, you do care. You do care. You want to be accepted, and you want a boyfriend, and you want a girlfriend. And, you know, if everything is telling you that a person needs to look this type of way or drive this type of car or have X amount of, you know, A, B, and C, that's what a lot of people shoot for, unfortunately, because we do live in a real superficial society.
Yeah, but, I mean, at what cost? Well, when they tell you you're supposed to look this way, you're supposed to be this kind of build, your body is, you know, is a reflection of what genetics had to offer. Some women don't look right with a big ass. Some women don't look right with a big chest. Or some women, you know, like, again, they try these methods like, you know, the fat displacement and everything, but naturally your body is going to distribute the fat where it needs to be. So a lot of times it's a lot of waste of money. And plus, anybody who tells you you would look a whole lot better if you basically mutilate yourself to fit my image, that's someone you don't need to fuck with. Because, again, like, after a while, when you age, your genetics are going to show, whether it's bad living or even if it's good living. you're basically telling people, like, give me the template of something that you want me to be because I don't have the courage to be myself. And why could you ever be, you respect somebody that's willing to sit there and, like, put themselves through hell in order to, you know, be some temporary fantasy? If they can't keep you as genuine, I mean, again, like, there's some women who look naturally beautiful, but then they get shamed because they're not looking like what you see on the magazine or video, which is all fucking fantasy in the first place. So you got people just basically chasing ghosts for no reason. It's a retarded type of system, but it's dangerous too, because you got kids and women and men who go through all kind of expensive and taxing processes in order to be something that they're not. And they look in the mirror, they don't even recognize themselves, they learn to hate themselves.
Right, exactly. And a lot of people are making a lot of good points. Ultra Survivor saying that your ass should not validate your worth. It's your personality and your heart and how you carry yourself. And I agree with that 100%. You're not speaking nothing but the truth. You know, but again, I agree with you, and what you're saying is the truth. But how do we get that message across to the young girl who's 18, who's watching Love & Hip Hop New York, and who's looking at Anaya Lee as a role model? Because more girls are going to look at her as a role model as opposed to me. I'm just some crazy chick on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Anaya Lee, her image is being blasted to the world. So more folks definitely know who Anaya Lee is. They don't, you know, I'm just a small fish in a pond. So how do we get that message across to girls who are 18? Because, see, what bothers me with this whole superficial image of how women should be shaped, because I have boys. So what are my boys supposed to look at as what a real woman's build should be? You get what I'm saying? Because when you have young boys, because my kids see this, you know, they see how these girls look on in music videos and stuff like that. But then when they go to school, the average girl at their school just has a regular natural shape. So I feel like that's kind of warping the perception of a woman's body as well. Because the average woman is not shaped like that. It's not a 38 double D with a 24-inch waist and a 38-inch ass or a 40-inch ass. That's not realistic. And a lot of folks are to the point where they don't know the difference between reality and fantasy. And it's kind of sad because you got some men out here who feel like they won't talk to a girl unless she's shaped like a video vixen. Well, if that's your mentality, you're going to miss out on a lot of good women, because there's a lot of good people out here who don't look like video vixens, just like there's a lot of guys out here who don't look like Tyson Beckford or who don't have bodies like, you know, like a Greek Adonis god. You know what I'm saying? So if you're focused on something that's just so superficial, you're going to miss out on some good people.
Well, here's what they can do. They can actually find mentors who tell people, so actually that these people who can reveal to them what they see, but they don't see for themselves, within themselves. It's like some women are very tall and slender, or some women, you know, have, you know, different types of shapes and sizes. Or same thing with guys. But the thing is, like, I don't believe in a thing, what they call a late bloomer. Everyone has their respective season. Some people, naturally, when they decide to do what it is they do or change themselves, they transform into something phenomenal. And I've been with women who had those, I guess, those cartoonish, you know, figures, like where it's like all those measurements and everything. Some of the women are cat shit crazy because they're not used to being told no, or they're used to being having their way because of how they're built. People have to, like, get behind the scenes of what they see on there. Just because you see that nonsense on Love & Hip Hop and all these reality television shows, learn to turn the TV off and turn on your perspectives and learn how the game is being played. All them chicks, you know, supposedly being video models and everything like that, or you see on television, like, you know, you got to see guys living large and, like, say, yeah, I'm a rapper, this and that. Some of them dudes don't own shit. They live in, you know, rented apartments. They live a completely different lifestyle than what you see on television. Learn how to, you have to have people learn how to separate fantasy from reality. And once you get that concept, you start seeing things for what they are. You get people who tease you the most. Those are the people who, some of the most are fucked up. So they have to find a speed bag to make themselves feel better.
Exactly. And we have about 5 minutes left. We have a lot of people on hold. If you want to get in, you need to let me know what your name is and your area code is in the chat room, because we got too many trolls trolling around, and I'm not letting any more trolls get on the phone. But there's about 7 people on hold. So if you're in the chat room, let me know who you are, and I'll let you in. But we have about 5 minutes left. So Crystal Chanel made a really good point. She was saying our society is becoming more and more superficial by the day because people are so stuck on praising and idolizing things that are not real, that distorts the self-image. And VH1 Access is also saying that magazine pictures and photos are also altered. You know, and that's true. You know, that is very true, that it is society, and it is the fact that we do praise people who don't look like everyday people. You know, let's keep it real. The average chick on the block does not look like, you know, Kim Kardashian or, you know, Rebecca Romaine Stamos or, you know, I don't know, whoever is the flavor of the week, Beyonce, Rihanna. You know, you might have 1 out of 100 chicks who look somewhat like Rihanna, you know, but it's like we always praise those that are not, you know, the norm. And I guess that's what makes them who they are, because they don't look like your average chick either.
Well, here's something that they need to realize, too. I lived in L.A. for 2-plus years, and I've seen quite a few of these stars. Photoshop can only do so much on those mediums. But when you see them in person, it's a whole nother conversation. Whole nother conversation. Some you don't even barely recognize without the makeup, the MAC makeup, you know, the airbrushing and everything like that. Some of them are actually below average, but because they have a
glam squad.
Oh, yeah, they have a team to make them look decent, but some of them chicks, they look like Marilyn Manson on a bad acid trip. It's bad. So you can't pattern yourself against somebody who looks good on, you know, good camera angles and everything like that. Because, again, like perception, your perception is your reality. And the media has a great way of making things. They make rehab projects look like they're like the greatest things out there. Beverly Hills doesn't always look the greatest when you see it in person. The White House doesn't always look, you know, all pristine and crude white. When I first saw the White House, it was dingy as hell. Period. So, again, you have to see things for what they really are. Like, everything you see on television isn't what you think it is. It really isn't.
Right. And a lot of people are grand. VH1 Access is saying that a lot of them definitely look different without makeup. And it's true. I mean, a lot of people look totally different, you know. And I feel like if people aren't willing to show themselves without makeup and without the fake hair and the contacts and everything else, I don't consider those type of people to be anybody I want to, you know, as any type of standard of beauty. Because everybody can look good made up. You know, there was an article that I had posted on my page a while ago where these girls had these super makeup jobs. And I didn't even know makeup could do all that, and I'm a girl. You know, the most I know about makeup is just, you know, some powder, some lipstick, and eyeshadow. I don't know all the, you know, contouring and making, you know, thinner and your cheekbones higher. I didn't know makeup could do all that until I seen these before and after pictures of these chicks. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy, because I'm just all the type, I just always assume that somebody's just naturally pretty. But a lot of times it is makeup, and a lot of it is smoke and mirrors. So I think at the end of the day, you know, we have about 90 seconds left. You know, I know it's easier said than done, but at the end of the day, you got to love yourself, and you cannot beat yourself up because you don't look like whoever's standard of beauty is out there, you know, because you don't look like a video vixen, or because, you know, you don't have this particular shape, or because you don't have this particular what you think is a privilege. You can't let that get to you. You know, at the end of the day, you have to love yourself for who you are. You have any last words, Ronan?
Be yourself and accept yourself, because everything in Hollywood don't look good. Some of them just look like a nightmare.
Exactly. So we are down to our last 20 seconds. Tonight was a really good show. We had a lot of calls. Sorry I couldn't let more people in, but like I said, it was too many trolls calling in and popping in and out the chat room. But we had about 28 people in the chat room. So I want to thank everybody that came through tonight. It was good to see a lot of our old members come back and join us. And we'll be doing this again next Friday with other topics. New videos will be up later on tonight, if not tomorrow, so make sure you be on the lookout for them. So we will see you guys next week.
Take care.
All right.